Jago's story. The approximate length of this recording is 4 minutes.
Stories. Jago's story. When Guide Dogs reopened its buddy dog service for children earlier this year, Suzanne thought a dog might help her 10-year-old son Jago, who has anxiety linked to his vision impairment. When yellow Labrador Sam joined their family in June, he instantly became Jago's best friend, giving security and companionship that has completely transformed their lives. Suzanne explained, "Jago was 5 when I started to wonder if there was a problem with his sight. He'd always struggled to see in dim light, and I assumed that was normal. But in winter, when the days got shorter, I noticed he would stand still when he got out of the car after school, or run his hands along the car or house to the front door. He also began to panic if he couldn't see me, unless I was standing under a bright street lamp." In 2016, after a series of eye tests, Jago was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, RP. It was a complete shock. There was no support in place for us, and I've worried about him every day since. When he asked me what the doctors said, I knew I had to tell him the truth. I told him that something wasn't working in his eyes. Jago doesn't know what other people can see, so he doesn't know to tell me when he can't see something. In fact, he's never wanted to talk about his vision impairment to me or anyone. As Jago has got older, his eyesight has got worse, and so has his anxiety. We got to the stage where he didn't want to leave the house. He felt unsafe whenever we went out and became really nervous and withdrawn. He wouldn't talk to friends or even his grandparents. I first heard about buddy dogs from Guide Dogs when I searched Google after Jago's diagnosis. When we brought Sam home, the difference in Jago was instant. I was worried that I was expecting a dog to change everything, but I can truly say that he has. Until we got Sam, everything connected to Jago's eye condition felt negative, but Sam has been a huge positive. Jago is so proud of him. For the first time in years, Jago is now able to talk about his sight through talking about how his buddy dog helps him. He used to always say how he felt unlucky that he couldn't see or that I was the unlucky mum. Now he says he's the luckiest boy in the world because Sam is his dog, given to him because of his vision impairment. Jago is connecting with his friends again and has had his first proper conversations with his grandparents. For the first time, we are now able to go out without a battle. Jago knows that Sam wants to go for a walk and he wants Sam to be happy. Sam is so calm, gentle and well-behaved that we can be confident to take him anywhere with us. Jago has always been particularly anxious at bedtime. He hates the dark at night and sleeping in his own bed. Bedtimes were always late and stressful. Now Sam sleeps in Jago's room, on his bed. They share a pillow. Knowing that Jago feels calm and safe with Sam beside him is a huge relief. Things are really looking up and I'm hopeful about the future. For me, Sam has lifted a huge weight off my shoulders. I've had huge amounts of worry, but now I know Jago is happy and feels safe with Sam beside him. Included here are 4 photographs. The first is of Jago and Sam running together in the woods. The second is of Jago crouching down next to Sam. The third is of Jago on his way to school with Sam and Mum Suzanne. The fourth is of Jago grooming Sam in the garden.